everybody. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Tuesday, the 24th of September. Where has this year gone? 2012. Home of the Buckmaster Show is AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We are live streaming right now at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com. And you can hear our program anywhere, anytime by visiting my website, buckmastershow.com. TucsonSentinel.com posts our show as well, as does TucsonCitizen.com. And the website for the Green Valley News and Sojourita Sun now has a link to the Buckmaster Show. We are live noon to one each weekday. We'll get things rolling this Tuesday afternoon. Terry Bracey will join us. Terry is the Buckmaster Show contributor in Washington, D.C. Then certified financial planner Shelley Fishman will have the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. And Shelley's smile today is neutral. That tells us something about today's market. 30 minutes past the hour, congressional candidate in District 1. A lot of money going into that district. District 1 Republican candidate Jonathan Payton will be joining us. Then we will be closing out the show with Beth Gorman. Beth heads up the – she is the spokesperson for the Pima County Department of Environmental Quality. There's a new report card out on Pima County air quality. We'll find out about the latest information. If you'd like to join us anytime during the hour, the Buckmaster Show live line number is 790-2040 or – our wonderful producer, Rosemary Brandt, monitors the Buckmaster Show Facebook page during the program. So if you have a question, you can submit it to us that way as well. Let's get going now with Terry Bracey. Congress in recess. Everyone's thinking about the elections. But folks, we all know the clock is ticking on several important decisions facing this country that will hopefully have to be made sooner or later. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line from the nation's capital is Terry Bracey, our contributor on governmental affairs. Terry is enjoying what by now is a 40-year career in Washington, where he has been privileged to serve under three presidents of both parties in assignments ranging from Assistant Secretary of Transportation to the founding chair of the Tucson-based Udall Foundation. His firm, Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, has represented Tucson for 30 years in the Capitol, and we're delighted Terry joins us now. Terry, how are you today?
Bill, I'm just great. We have fall here in Washington. We have a hot baseball team, and we're all having a good time.
Yeah, how about those Nationals getting ready for postseason, I guess, huh?
Oh, well, we had to scramble to get some tickets way up in the nosebleed section, but what fun.
Hey, Congress going into recess, adjourning the earliest since about 1960, I believe.
Yeah, you know, this is such a partisan era that it became clear that really nothing could be accomplished before the election, so they packed up and left town. It was probably a good decision. The election's going to determine so much.
What's at stake, Terry?
Well, Bill, there's something called the Grand Compromise, or some call it the Grand Design. Whatever you call it, it's what Congress has to do when it comes back to town. The economy, not just of the United States, but the whole planet, really is dependent upon the United States stepping up and taking some painful financial steps that it hasn't wanted to take for a generation. And it's going to involve taxes. It's going to involve a redirection of government finance. It's going to involve cutbacks in the defense budget. It's going to involve probably some fairly sharp reforms in the entitlements. And as soon as the election is over, Congress is going to return and get to work on that.
Can that be done with a lame duck session?
Probably it can, but it may go into early next year. Nonetheless, the most important thing is they do it quickly. We've gone through this before several times, and one of the lessons that we've learned is as quickly after an election as possible is the time to do it. It gives you as much space as possible before the next election and a lot of time to explain to the public what you did and why you did it. So timing is very, very important, whomever wins.
Yeah, you've got that partisanship issue that's really been a big roadblock.
Well, yeah, and I tell you, I mean, Senator McConnell has been pretty blunt. Republicans really decided that their number one priority was to defeat the president and not give him a second term. Well, we'll know in November that issue will be gone. And in my own estimation, I think that's about 50% of the problem. I think once that issue is settled, the president's either elected or not elected. At that point, the president will be in a strong position if reelected with a public mandate to say, let's get busy. And if Governor Romney is elected, every president, new president, is accorded some kind of honeymoon, so he would have to move swiftly.
Terry Bracey is with us, the Buckmaster Show contributor on Washington. Terry's been around the Capitol a long time. Is there some historical precedent for some kind of a solution looking back over the last 50 years?
Well, yeah, Bill. I think here are two sort of different examples. One example would be the election of 1964 and what followed. Now, that was the so-called Goldwater landslide. And while that kind of result is considered unlikely by the pundits this year, I think it's possible. I think that there could be a wave here in this election that would go one way or the other after the debates and sweep one party in and one party out. And I think that that's possible, although unlikely. But 1964 created a mandate that after decades of debate resulted in, you know, major civil rights laws, Medicare, federal aid to education, really dramatic change. That kind of outcome would be what we call the grand design. That would give one party and a president of that party a chance to really reshape the government to their liking. A second example, Bill, and you remember this, was in 1992,
yeah,
after the 92 elections. And, you know, then President George Bush Sr., who really proved himself to be a great patriot, stepped up and called together a negotiation with the Democratic Congress, and they had to come to a compromise. And the compromise really was not a design of any one party, but sort of a mix of what the two parties could conceivably agree on. And it included raising taxes. And if you'll remember, President Bush won re-election by promising no new taxes and then found that for the good of the country, he had to go back on that. And to his great credit, my view, he did it. It was an act of real patriotism, and it really set up the economy, the wonderful economy we had in the 1990s.
Was that 1990, Terry, or was that 92?
Well, the election was in 92. Okay, so you had, your elections were 88. Okay, President Bush came in 1988. He beat Michael Dukakis. And then going into the 92 election, right before it, they came to this grand compromise.
Right. Okay.
And then he was defeated as a result of it.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a real act of courage and patriotism.
Terry, we need to talk about this sequestration issue because so many jobs are at stake here in Arizona, as you well know.
Well, it's just a terrible thing. It's not anything new, Bill. You'll recall Graham Rudman Hollings, the famous Graham Rudman Hollings sort of budget act, which reserved a lot of funds back in the 1980s and sequestered effectively a lot of funds. So there's there's a history there, and what the Congress did this time, because they could not agree on anything, is they forced this mechanism to be sort of like a gun to their head. And if they did not come to a deal, then this would go into effect. Now, the sequestration really is not as horrible as portrayed. It really phases in over many years, and it would come in little bits and pieces, but it's still the wrong way to do this. And I suspect in the end they're going to get their deal.
And you think a deal could be worked out before the end of the year? What's your prediction?
Well, there are a lot of people working on it right now. And, you know, the Simpson-Bowles Commission really came up with an outline of what we have to do. We don't have to stray very far from what they came up with. And, you know, as we speak, and in spite of all the partisanship and all the anger that's out there in this election, there are people quietly working here in town trying to prepare the way for negotiations. So theoretically, we could come back in a lame duck session. It depends. If one party wins a huge victory, they're not going to really have much interest in doing it during a lame duck session where that strength isn't reflected, whereas the other party, which will be losing strength, will very much want to do it. So I don't know. The chemistry of the lame duck session really will determine whether they do it then or whether they move on to January, but I suspect this will be done no later than the end of February.
Remember the Gebhardt rule?
Yeah, that's interesting that you brought that up. And legerdemain really means a lot in legislating. And what do I mean by this? It's not the sleight of hand, but it's sort of creatively structuring votes so that the medicine goes down with some sugar. And the Gebhardt rule said that whenever the House adopts a budget, it also adopts a raise or rise in the debt ceiling. So there's one vote that's just on the budget, but implicit in that is a debt ceiling increase. So they never have, the House never has, under that rule, a separate vote on increasing the debt, which is the vote which froze the national economy and the world economy for a while as we teetered back and forth. I know that Speaker Boehner did away with that rule when he came in with the Tea Party Congress, and I suspect now he's regretting it.
Terry, thank you very much. Always good to talk to you. Terry Bracey, have yourself a great afternoon.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowland Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchases, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Kolb Road extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has 2 locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust.
That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media, or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than 2 file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
12:21 on the Buckmaster Show. It's the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Shelley, good to see you.
Happy fall.
Yeah, happy fall. We're into the autumn season, my favorite time of year. You were with me in studio as we were listening to Terry Bracey's insightful comments about what he thinks is going to happen back in D.C. with all these big issues concerning our money facing us. Yeah. So as an investor, how worried should we be?
Well, we should be worried. One of the things about Terry is that he is very smart, and he works there every day.
Yeah.
And so he does, I think, the insight that people are actively working in during this recess to put together the bases for some sort of dealing with the longer term and the short term problems is very reassuring. So from that perspective, it's optimistic. From the perspective of investors, I believe there continue to be very strong headwinds in both the world economy and in our economy, and no consensus, Bill, on what the important issues really are. And that's, I think, why we continue to have to deal with this uncertainty. Now, let me give you an example. What Terry was talking about is mostly the long-term deficit issue and the dislocation between revenues and expenses. Now, in the long term, most economists will tell you that is a problem that simply needs to be dealt with. There's a new article in the current edition of the Atlantic Monthly where two very, very prominent economists are talking about Japan and talking about the fact that the way the Japanese have been dealing with it by essentially going deeper and deeper and deeper into long-term debt is eventually going to blow up in their face and cause a world conflagration economically. Now, I don't believe that's so, but these are very important, prestigious people. And they're looking backward at history and saying, when this has happened before, it's been a huge problem. So you have people mostly on the right saying we have to deal with the deficit problem right away. You have people on the extreme left saying, not so certain about that. We've got a lot of time. Take a look at Japan. They've been kind of doing this for 20 years, and it hasn't hurt them a bit yet. And oh, by the way, there's no inflation. So why do we need to deal with these problems right now? Let's fix the current economy and stimulate the current economy. Then you have those folks in the middle. There's not so many of them on the Republican side, but they have always blue dogged, in fact.
What are
Democrats.
They saying in the middle?
And in the middle, they're, I think, wanting to take a more balanced approach. So both parties are dealing with their extremes, and we can't even really agree on what the problem is. The problem is, I believe, number one, uncertainty, because businesses don't know where it's going, and number two, lack of demand. So those two things, when you put those two things together, they tell you that corporations are, number one, not investing as heavily as they might, given their balance sheets today. And number two, that the propensity of corporations to act aggressively in their own self-interest, by the way, to boost business, is getting lower and lower. So at some point, it's going to reach a stop or a critical kind of mass of inertia. That's probably physically not possible, but let me put it that way. And that's what I worry about for investors. Now, when we take a look at days like today, by the way, which have turned south, last time I checked, we were 50 points to the negative.
Okay.
But, you know, it's kind of like a so what, because what's happening is money is simply being shifted around from bonds to stocks. There is no clear direction. And for investors who are worried about these kinds of things and who may need the money in the next 2, 3, 5 years, then you really do have to be very balanced and very defensive in your posture.
You were talking about Japan, and some economists feel that could be the big problem on the horizon after Europe, or maybe while Europe's problems are going on.
Well, nobody knows what the time frames are. The Japanese are borrowing money at a much quicker rate than we are. They're borrowing money really at the kind of rate that more exemplifies Greece. The difference is that 95% of that money is staying in Japan. In other words, it's being lent to pension plans. It's being lent to make the markets liquid within Japan. And so the possibility that an external force could pull that money out and cause a huge problem is kind of minimal. So what would cause a problem in Japan would be, number one, the beginnings of large-scale inflation, and number two, loss of confidence among Japanese investors in the ability of their government to pay back that debt. And if, in fact, you begin to see Japanese investors going offshore and moving their money to the euro or the dollar, that would be the first sign of a huge problem. And, you know, Japan is still the third largest economy in the world, and it would be very, very troublesome if that snowball were to take off. Probably not likely for several years. I don't think it is going to be the next immediate crisis, but long term, it could certainly be a crisis. And the thing that is troubling is that when the Japanese have begun to offer to their citizens some new taxes that would begin to deal with the long term problem, the Japanese populace is rejecting it. So, you know, we've seen that kind of before.
And
so,
that
problem,
as you pointed out, has been going on almost 20 years or maybe 20 years.
Right. The so-called lost decade
of
the 90s. But there hasn't been inflation in the Japanese economy, though it is growing slowly, is growing steadily. So and they have this huge manufacturing capacity that can always export when they need to.
So, Shelley Fishman with us on the Tuesday Money Maker Report. Shelley, a little bit about where you operate out of here in Tucson. If people would like, they hear you here on the radio, but they'd like to talk with you.
Well, all I have to do is dial 795-7950, and they get Pyramid Federal Credit Union, which is where I make my home, which is where I have four offices, one in each of, or four of our five branches, so I can be convenient to our members and to others who want to find me. And I love it there because it's a great place to work.
Pyramid offers this as a service to
absolutely.
The community.
Service to the community, service to their members.
And of course,
and you don't have to be a member to use me.
Good point. Shelley, there is also a link at our website, buckmastershow.com, a very convenient way for folks to find you and also move some traffic over to the Buckmaster Show website.
We love that idea.
Thanks a lot. Shelley, have a great week.
You too.
Thanks a lot.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Although President Obama says there's still time and space to resolve the dispute over Iran's nuclear program, he says that time is not unlimited. The president spoke today to the UN General Assembly. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is joining running mate Paul Ryan in Ohio this afternoon for a couple of days of campaign events. The White House says the president believes a disputed end to the Green Bay Packers-Seattle Seahawks football game means it's time to resolve a labor dispute and get the regular refs back to officiating NFL games. Stocks have given up their early gains in afternoon trading. They did get a boost from this morning's encouraging economic reports. Right now, the Dow is down 66 points, the NASDAQ off 30, the S&P 10 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, the Tuesday edition. Have you been inside Splendido, Oro Valley's all-inclusive community for adults 55 and better? Then now's your chance. Their annual Showcase of Homes event is coming up Tuesday, October 30th, starting at 9 a.m. Please RSVP, say you heard about it on the Buckmaster Show by calling 762-4090, 762-4090, or visit SplendidoTucson.com for more information. Well, since September the 1st, outside groups have reported spending nearly three-quarters of $1 million in Arizona races for the U.S. House, all of them in a single district, Congressional District 1. That race is between Republican candidate Jonathan Payton and Democratic opponent candidate Ann Kirkpatrick of Flagstaff. Jonathan Payton joins us now on the Buckmaster Show live line. Jonathan, how are you?
I'm doing outstanding, Bill.
Tell me something. The Kirkpatrick people have been painting you in their ads that they are getting from that outside spending from the Democratic Party as a front man for the payday loan industry. What do you say to those folks?
Well, I say that I ran a charity for kids, and that was back in 2003, and they've tried to distort that into something that it's not, and they were criticized by the Arizona Daily Sun for exaggerating those ads, and I can understand why they would do that, because the real issues in this district are obviously health care and the health care Obamacare vote that she made, and the stimulus, the Obamacare vote, all of those different things are deeply unpopular in this district. I think all the polling in this district has borne that out. And I can understand why she would try a character hit like this, because she's not going to win on her vote on health care. I mean, that's why she lost her last race. And I, you know, if you look at across the board in the districts that the Democrats are, that the president's approval rating is high, almost all the ads have to do with Medicare. And in the districts where the president's approval is really low, all of those districts are basically character hits. And that's what we see in this race, and it kind of goes to show that she just simply doesn't fit the profile of CD1.
This is an incredibly large district. It covers almost half of Arizona, Jonathan Payton, from Marana across the Apache reservations to the New Mexico border, up to the Four Corners, across Flagstaff and the Colorado Strip. And it does make it kind of a complicated media environment as well, doesn't it? Because you're talking really about three media markets, Phoenix, Tucson, and even Albuquerque, because of the Navajo land.
Correct. And if you go up to the Navajo Nation, their media market is certainly from Albuquerque, and you see a whole different cast of candidates coming out of New Mexico that you see on their television sets, and so it is a broad district. I think most of the groups that are up right now are in the Phoenix market, because it covers the largest geographical area in the district, with some of the larger population counties. Plus we have, as you said, we have the Tucson market as well, and I think there's, outside of some small cable buys, I think most of the money has been spent in the Phoenix market.
And it's also an interesting race that has garnered, as obviously, the national attention. It's interesting geographically as far as a candidate from the southern portion of CD1, that being you, and then Ms. Kirkpatrick from Flagstaff. How has it gone as far as your introducing yourself to northern Arizonans?
I think it's gone really well. We've traveled all over the district. We've got several events coming up all over northern Arizona. We've done multiple events all over northern Arizona. And, you know, when I talk to people, when I tell them my name and that I'm running against Ann Kirkpatrick, they say, stop right there. That's all we really need to know. We're supporting you. And they know her very well, and that's why she lost in the last election, and that's why she's going to lose again. And I think, conversely, I don't think that she's well-known in the southern part of the state. All the polling we've seen, I have a pretty sizable lead in the southern half of the state, and she's made statements that people from northern Arizona are not going to trust a guy from Tucson. Well, there's a lot of people from southern Arizona in this district, and that is not going to go over very well, I don't think, with people in what was in the primary with the largest turnout county in the district.
We're speaking with Jonathan Payton, CD1, Republican candidate. What about debates? How has that all worked out? Are there going to be some face-to-face encounters with you and your opponent?
Well, Bill, I think the first debate that she's finally agreed to will be, I believe it's October 4th, and it's going to be done by the Casa Grande Dispatch. I think it's in Casa Grande. I'm not sure exactly where it's going to be at, but it'll be at 6:30, and we're looking forward to squaring off against her in that debate finally.
Will there be any down here in southern Arizona?
I'd love to see one. I believe we've agreed to go to a debate, and I think that the Marana Chamber of Commerce is putting together. I think that would be on the 8th, so I'm looking forward to that debate as well. If she makes it.
You mentioned health care is kind of one of the marquee issues. What else is as far as at the top of your agenda with the economy and getting people back to work?
Well, one that falls right in line with that is this proposed 4 coal plants being shut down by the EPA. Each one of those coal plants represents between 300 and 500 jobs, but there's ancillary effects. Not only if those folks lose their jobs, but one of those plants is the Navajo Generating Station. And if it gets shut down, that powers most of the water pumping throughout the state for the Central Arizona Project, which would increase people's water rates by almost a third. That has an enormous impact on agricultural jobs in this state and on mining and on a whole lot of other factors. That would be a huge impact to jobs. And I think that, three of those coal plants are in CD1, and people are extremely upset about that. I went to a hearing not too long ago, and they're outraged at the fact that they could be losing their local power plant, and that's also obviously going to increase our electrical rates as well.
Yeah, and we've talked a little bit about that in our quarterly water report with David Modier of the Central Arizona Project. That's a story that really isn't getting much attention down here in southern Arizona. But you're right. The Navajo generating plant powers the CAP. That's how we really get the water to us here in southern Arizona.
And we have a preferred rate for CAP. And so if they go out and buy power on the open market the way it is right now, you're going to find your water rates are going to skyrocket. And the administration has been picking off these coal plants one at a time, and I think they call it a war on coal. In a lot of ways, it's a war on Arizona, and I'm very concerned about it. I think we've got to fix this problem because it's going to affect. You're going to see rate increases automatically if these plants get shut down.
Your unemployment rates vary dramatically around this district, don't they? Between Tucson and Flagstaff.
Well, and if you go to some places like Superior, if you go to Globe, if you go to Safford, rural Arizona, it's extremely high. If you go to the reservation areas, tribal areas, it's also very high. And you know they all have the same complaint, and it varies the specifics of it, but the generalized complaint is that there is a federal government that is sort of standing in the way of people. Having a job. And the perfect example of that is the Resolution Mine near Superior. You've got timber in the White Mountains area, and you've got, like we just talked about, the Navajo Generating Station, and on the reservation areas, it's Bureau of Indian Affairs. that is blocking people from being able to own their own businesses. And all across the board, these federal agencies have a larger impact in rural Arizona than they do in the urban areas of the state.
The proposed Rosemont mine is not in CD1, but do you have a position on it?
You know, to me, there is a specific process that Rosemont's gone through with, going through this entire NEPA process. From what I can see, they've basically met every benchmark as they've gone through it. I don't think that the county really should be doing what they're doing. I think that is they're trying to slow it down, but I don't think that by interfering with the federal process, that's going to get anywhere. I think at the end of the day, we need to let that process go through. The Forest Service is conducting these hearings. People are getting their input in, and I think that the idea that we'd have a local government interfering in that process, I think, is a bad one.
Gotta go. What is your website?
It's www.paton2012.com, paton2012.com.
Jonathan Payton, thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Coming up now on 12:45 on the Buckmaster Show, we're going to talk about Pima County air quality and a few other things with Beth Gorman. Stay with us.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable rugs looking like new with Arizona's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration. Karimi specializes in restoring antique silk and Navajo rugs with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at East Fort Lowell and Dodge and say hello to owner-operator Amir Karimi. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. It's KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTrans, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. There's so much to do over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Just 3.5 hours east of Tucson, you can hike along the Continental Divide, go birding along the Gila River, and check out this weekend the 8th annual Gila River Festival. It's all going on in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Lots of places to pick from for location as far as accommodation: Faywood Hot Springs Resort, Georgetown Cabins, Gila Hot Springs Ranch and Resort. So there's lots of accommodations to choose from. Check it out at southwestnewmexico.org. Beth Gorman joins us now. Beth is a spokesperson. The spokesperson for Pima County's Department of Environmental Quality. Beth, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. How about you, Bill?
Doing very well, and I think there's some good news to report. We always like good news, positive news concerning our air quality. What's the report card say for the summer season?
Well, we did have a wonderful summer as far as I'm concerned, and you know, a lot of that is due to the fact that we had some nice rains. We did kind of have a rocky start to begin with in May and June. You may remember, if you think back, we had lots of windy days, it seemed like, this spring, and then in May we did have some dust kicked up by the winds, and then we also, beginning of June, we had smoke from fires in New Mexico. Remember those fires that were going on over there?
Oh, yes, yes.
And that came into our area, too. So we had a little bit of a rocky start, but then, you know, once those monsoons started, it just really helped keep the dust down for sure.
What an odd monsoon season, and I say that because where we live in kind of the central foothills, we had probably in my 20-some years, almost a quarter of a century here in the Tucson area, I've never seen a more productive monsoon. But then you look at the totals at the airport at the official recording station, and we're like 2 inches below normal. But I think for most people, it was a very productive monsoon season, and that translates into better air quality overall, doesn't it, Beth?
Well, sure. And because in this community, our air quality is very weather dependent. And it's, you know, we don't have a whole lot of industrial sources that put a lot of pollution into the air. Most of our pollution is caused by our motor vehicle use. But we also are impacted by weather conditions. And one of the problems that we have during the summer because of our intense sunlight is something called ground-level ozone, and that's formed in part because of our motor vehicle emissions mixing in with the bright sun. And the days that we have lots of clouds, then we don't have the high levels of ozone being formed. So that's really good for our air quality and for people who are sensitive to that ground-level ozone pollutant.
Can people sign up to get advisories on air quality?
Sure. They can sign up on our website, the deq.pima.gov website, or they can go to our airinfonow.org website, and they can sign up there, or they can just call our department, and they can forward them to me, and I'd be happy to sign people up. And then they'll get advisories on the days that we think it's going to get, the air pollution levels are going to get high.
And as far as the Environmental Protection Agency, the standards, we did not exceed this summer any of those standards, and that is good news.
It's wonderful news, and you know, we hope we have many, many years in the future where we continue that trend where we don't violate the EPA health standards.
3 weeks, about 3 weeks, Tucson Meet Yourself coming up, and there will be a presence of the Pima County Department of Environmental Quality at this year's Tucson Meet Yourself event.
Well, not just us. The county is having a much bigger presence. We're actually getting a large pavilion, we're calling it.
Wow.
The county pavilion. A nice big tent.
Sounds like a world fair event.
Well, I don't know about that. We're just kind of starting this year, but we've always, the last few years, we've always had booths up, but this year it'll be just a larger presence. We're going to be in front of the main library right on Stone near Pennington, and we're going to have focuses, several focuses in that area. We're going to have a focus on being green. The event itself is going to really push recycling this year and also composting of some of the food, because, you know, we all go there and love to eat, but they're going to try to do some composting this year, which they've never done before. So our environmental booth is going to kind of talk about recycling and composting, but then there's going to be another booth that's going to focus on the Loop, which is that wonderful car-free pathway that's being created around our community. And then there's going to be a couple other booths. One's going to focus on animal care and just to encourage people to adopt animals that need homes, and then also to spay and neuter their own animals. And then there's going to be a focus on the Keno Sports Park, too.
So lots going on, and I strongly suggest that people check out Pima Animal Care Center. That's where I adopted my wonderful purebred Norwegian Forest cat, also known as a Maine Coon cat.
Yay.
At the Pima Animal Control. I also want to put a plug in, and I know this is not your event with the county, but I know you do encourage people to get out and ride bicycles. It sounds like a great event coming up this weekend, Beth. I don't know if you heard about this, Architecture on Wheels.
Yes.
Yeah, and this is being put together by the Living Streets Alliance, and I wanted to give these folks a plug because this is Sunday, September the 30th, so that is not this week, is it? That's a week from Sunday, but still, it's a great event. They're going to do some bicycle tours downtown.
Right, yeah, and Living Streets Alliance is a wonderful organization, and I think this is probably part of that Architecture Week that's
going on. It is, it is.
And if anybody has check out their website. They have an incredible amount of activities going on. And of course, we've got such wonderful architecture in our community, and especially in the downtown area. I think it's really fun to look at the beautiful old homes.
And that website is Living Streets Alliance, and it is Sunday, September the 30th. There's going to be three bicycle tours. One will be the downtown and Armory Park area. El Presidio tour, that's going to be led by our friend Brooks Jeffries, or Jeffrey, the director of the Drachman Institute. And then the third bicycle tour is West University, led by Damian Klinko of Tucson Historical Preservation Foundation.
Wonderful.
And for folks who don't want to, by the way, it's a free event. If you don't want to ride a bike, you can do a walking tour. Corky Poster, the principal architect at Poster, Frost, and Myrto, will be leading that tour. So, Beth, that sounds like it's going to be great.
Well, anytime we can mix a little history in with either walking or bicycling, it's wonderful for our community.
And one other event you have coming up, join Walk to School Day. Is that Wednesday, October the 10th?
That's right. Thanks for reminding me about that.
So what are you encouraging? Folks just to forget the bus and just walk, right?
Well, there's just so much pollution that occurs around schools, and people just don't even think about it. But, you know, if you're driving your kids to school, you're sitting there, you're parking in the line waiting for, you know, to pull up to the school. And why not, if you're close enough, why not try to get a little exercise, get out and have some quality time with your child, encourage good behaviors by walking, maybe bicycling to school. And it's going to reduce the air pollution around the school. The kids will be healthier, and you'll save money and set some good examples, hopefully, for the future of our kids.
Beth Gorman, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Beth Gorman with Pima County Department of Environmental Quality. Lots of outdoor activities coming up, and we always appreciate Beth's participation on the program. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show provided by, and we thank them very much, Culligan, offering the best drinking water. It simply tastes better. They have the largest variety of water treatment products and services for your home or business. Coming up tomorrow, we continue with our face-to-face candidate forums here on the Buckmaster Show. Taking center stage tomorrow, Beth Ford, Pima County Treasurer, and the challenger, Elaine Richardson. They will be with me in studio for a half an hour during the noon hour. John C. Scott is coming up at 4 o'clock, 4 to 5, the Dean of Local Talk. And then tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Always a pleasure talking with you. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.